Good day, everyone, and welcome to Phoenix Solar's conference call with the presentation of the financial figures for the full year 2011 and the first quarter 2012. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the call over to Dr. Andreas Hennell, Chief Executive Officer of Phoenix Solar AG. I also like to welcome Dr. Bernd Köhler, Chief Financial Officer, in today's conference call. Dr. Hennell, you may now begin.
Yes, thank you, Chairman, for the introduction. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Phoenix Solar's final results 2011 call and the call for the quarterly results Q1 2012. Together with me is Bernd Köhler. Bernd is the CFO of Phoenix Solar. He joined the company on 1st December 2011, and he has been taking over the role of Chief Financial Officer from 1st January 2012. Bernd has played a dominant role in the refinancing negotiations, which were successfully closed last week. You may remember that on the 11th of May, we published a press release on the positive results of the refinancing, and in the course of this conference call, Bernd is also going to present the key elements of the new financing. Phoenix Solar has been in quite a stealth mode in the last 6 months since the last Q3 call mid-November. This was mainly due to the reason that we were in intensive discussions with our banks to close the new financing, and as a consequence, we had a very low profile in communication and a quite low visibility. Now, having the new financing signed, we are in a much better position and can positively look into the future. What we're going to do today is present you the key figures 2011, the final figures which have been released today, and then Bernd is going to report about our restructuring efforts and the new financing. Then he will also talk about the key figures for the first quarter 2012, and then I will report about megawatts sold, our international sales efforts 2011 and first quarter 2012, and discuss the guidance with you. So I'd like to hand over to Bernd, who is going to present key figures 2011, please.
Thank you, Andreas, and also welcome from my side, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to start with the key figures 2011, which is slide number 4. As a brief summary, you can see that we have a significant decline of our sales figures by roughly 40% to a total sales volume or revenues of 400 million last year. The reduction is also it's also valid for the for our both segments, components and systems and power plants. It's about the same decline in each segment. The positive message we have, having these negative figures, we at least achieved a significant increase of our international business, which Andreas later on will give some more explanations on that. Finally, we ended up with a very bad EBIT of 84.7 million minus. I will come later on to main reasons for that. And we have also very bad figures, negative figures, in our both segments, components and systems and power plants. EBIT margin, of course, is minus 21.5%, and the net result is minus 86.4 million compared to 24.1 million last year. Our order backlog at the moment reduced by roughly 25% and is at the moment with 120 million or not at the moment, has been at 2011 31st of December 2011. Coming to main reasons for these results which we have achieved, we can say first of all that we have seen a drastic sales decrease in both market segments due to market turbulences. You know as we do that the solar market has been very difficult last year and it's still very difficult, so we could not avoid to be in the line with the market. So that's the main reason why we also had to live with the drastic decrease in sales. Coming to the EBIT, we have mainly three major levers for these results. The one is that probably you remember that in the first half year, Phoenix Solar tried to increase the sales figure of 2010, which has been more than 600 million, to even higher figure towards 900 million. Did also some preparations for that, hired new people, and then had to realize that this will probably not happen, so we could not adjust or readjust fast enough during the second half year to the lower sales volume and the to the lower capacity. That is one reason. A second and even more important reason is that we had a drastic price decreases in components last year, more than 40%, and because of our supply chain processes which we use, and of course due to our supplier relationships which we had heavy write-downs in inventory to do last year. And a fourth reason is that due to specific market developments, and in especially our very unclear financial situation in the first quarter, we had also to write off in a significant number project rights. If you want to have some figures, we have a one-time effect of write-offs in inventories and project rights of roughly speaking 65 million, of which roughly speaking 45 million is depreciation on stock or inventory, and roughly speaking 20 million is coming from project rights. One major project which we had to write off was Kazanlak, which we acquired in Bulgaria. The main reason for that was that we did not have yet an investor by end of last year to sell the project, and the cash needs for this project is very high, in a region of 70 to 80 million, and it was a necessary decision which we had to take due to the unclear financial situation to stop that project, and as a logical consequence, we had to write off everything which we had on project rights, and even some construction works which we already had done. How did we manage the situation mainly at the year end? I would like to switch to page 6, and you can easily see that the Q4 was a drastic switch to a restructuring mode and this very strong cash management mode, which we realized. You can see that by the drastic decrease in inventory coming from 150 million, roughly speaking, at last year, 2010, and even having 155 million in Q3, we went down to roughly 55 million by end of the year. So we reduced inventory by more than 100 million, or roughly speaking, 100 million. The same we did on the receivable side, coming from more than 80 million at the same level we had in Q3, coming down to 15 million by end of the year. And we also reduced our current financial liabilities from 52 million, which have been 90 million in Q3, down to 24.7 million by end of the year. So you can clearly see that the main focus of Q4 was take down or to draw down risk, to sell existing inventory, to collect the receivables, and to reduce financial liability, to be in a position actively and seriously talk to the banks and negotiate with the banks and new financing. You can see this effect even better maybe on page 7 with the cash flow. Despite a high loss of more than 80 million, we achieved a positive cash flow of roughly 30 million. Basically due to strong cash management by reduction of inventory and receivables, and we used that positive cash flow mainly to pay back our financial activities, which we reduced by roughly 30 million. So far to the results of 2011, and I would like to switch now to page number 9. Restructuring and new financing, to give you a rough idea what the restructuring model is we use. The restructuring program is started mid of December, after having presented the model and the concept to the banks and having got the approval from the banks that this is the model which the banks are prepared to finance. Unfortunately, we had then legislation changes in Germany to the German EEG, and that was the reason why we had a break in all the negotiations. By end of February, we had to readjust our restructuring model and also the financial model and the business model, which we presented by mid of March. And after that, we came back and negotiated the contract to an end by last Friday when we managed that the new financing. What is the restructuring about? The main idea is retain the business model, so no change with our existing business model, no significant change of our existing business model, but minimize the risk and sustain main competencies. In detail, we want to reduce the cost to achieve an operational break-even at approximately 300 million sales. So that is the figure we target, that we really get an operational zero at a volume of 300 million sales. And to achieve that, we have to reduce the personnel costs and other operating expenses by approximately 50%, or 30 million compared to 2011, at which we ended with roughly 66 million euro. We will see the full impact in 2013, because in 2012 we have a lot of additional restructuring costs, and of course we cannot achieve the new number of personnel already at the 1st of January back. That's not possible. So as far as headcount is concerned, we target to 130 full-time equivalents in Germany, which is 60% less as we had in September last year. This is a very hard and very challenging restructuring program to keep on with a company which has a reduction of 60% of people within more or less 9 months. And therefore, it's very important that we sustain core competencies, for example, with retention programs for our key personnel. As part of the restructuring, and you can imagine that we reduce more than 60% in Germany, we have to completely reorganize our structures and processes, not only because we do not have the people anymore, but also to significantly increase efficiency. As one of our major problems in the past, and also due to the fact that we had a lot of write-downs and write-offs in inventories, we have to redesign our supply chain processes and our supplier management for higher flexibility in quantities and prices. And also we have to improve our control mechanism for management of subsidiaries, projects, and cost. On the other hand, as far as growth is concerned, we still want to continue our internationalization of the business with a strong focus on the U.S. and Asia. And finally, the target is that we, within 1 year, coming from 2011, by end of 2012, we want to reduce the total system cost for power plant projects by, roughly speaking, 20%. Coming now to the status of the program, we can say, page 10, we can say that the cost reduction measures almost are fully implemented. Target full-time equivalents will be achieved in Q3 at the latest. Main portion will be realized already in Q2. And initial results of cost reduction you can also see already in the Q1 results, which I explain later on. All our process improvement measures are well on their way, and it's still a remaining challenge stabilize the organization after such heavy reduction of headcount and still keep the core competencies in the company. So while restructuring is or was running, we needed to negotiate a new financing in a quite hostile environment. I think you know that the market turbulences are high. We had a lot of legislation changes, not only in Germany, also in other European companies. And almost every week during the last 3 months, we had a new bankruptcy, which had to be noticed. So in such an environment, we had to negotiate the new financing, and we are glad that we have done this now. Restructuring model, which is under implementation, was the basis for the new financing, and the financing volume could be significantly reduced due to much lower expectation of sales volumes during the next 2 years. This, by the way, was one of the keys for the banks to go with us in the future, because they also reduced their risk by a lower financing volume. Financing volume now finally is 132 million with a syndicated loan of 100 million contracted by the existing banking syndicate under the deep management of Bavaria LB. And we have now a secured financing for the next 2 years, so until end of March 2014. Of course, nothing surprising. The contract includes standard covenants based on the restructuring plan. So far, restructuring and the new financing, and I would like now to switch to Q1 results. A brief overview, page 12. Compared to the first quarter 2011, we increased our total revenues by 17%, and we also increased the sales revenues of our both segments in the same range. Even more, we increased furthermore the international business by 10%, and we ended up with an EBIT of minus 1 million compared to minus 17 million, roughly speaking, the first quarter 2011. Order backlog by end of the Q1 was 112.7 million. The key issues of Q1 results are, as far as sales are concerned, that we participated in the current small market rally in the first quarter. We could have participated more, but in a phase of the company in which you restructure the company and the financing is unclear and you have to negotiate financing, you are still just not able to fully participate. So, but anyway, we participated and we achieved growth compared to first quarter 2011. You can see if you analyze our figures that we already realized savings of approximately 3 million in personnel costs and other operating expenses as a first result of the restructuring program. We have in our figures a positive one-time effect due to the sale of Kazanlak project to Bosch Solar Energy and the implementation of the EPC project components with Bosch modules. This is a quite lucky punch. Because, as I said, we had to depreciate the Kazanlak project in by end of the year because we did not find any investor. We had a very unclear financial situation, and the lucky punch was that we found Bosch, who bought the project, who are responsible for selling the project if it is constructed. And our role is just the EPC portion. And we made a quite good deal with Bosch by having a cash-neutral financing, milestone-oriented during the EPC phase. So that was the reason why we could do that project with a complete new setup, which was significantly different from what we originally planned by end of the year. And that is the main reason why we now can report that at least partially we reduced the damage which we had to book by end of last year. As far as balance sheet or cash flow is concerned, we can report that we further reduced our inventory to a level of 38 million, so roughly 30% down from 2011 figures. And we kept the low level of receivables, and we kept the low level of financial liabilities. It's in the same range of end of the year 2011. And in so far, we achieved zero cash flow from operating activities, which is after the rally which we had 2011, and the quite good cash flow, a good message in addition. So far, 2011, restructuring, financing, and Q1, and I would like now to switch to Andreas.
Okay, thank you, Bernd. We are moving on to page 15. I'd like to give you some additional information, in particular as far as module sales and international markets is concerned. If you have a look at page 15, showing you on the left-hand side the development of the module sales of Phoenix Solar over the last couple of years, you can easily identify that the clear trend of continuous growth of the company has been broken in 2011. We have reduced our module sales by around 18%, down to 257 megawatts. One of the reasons for lower sales definitely is that we have decided at a quite early stage last year, namely July and August, not to purchase any new and additional material and try to focus exclusively on selling the volumes of the inventory, which we have been able to work down very nicely, as Bernd told you earlier. If we have a look at the right-hand graph, how the sales developed over the quarters, very clearly the first half, we have seen major reductions in megawatt sales, and in the second two quarters, Q3 and Q4, we have seen quite some increase compared to the 2010 numbers. Overall, again, inventory buildup in the first two quarters and then lower prices and write-downs in the second quarter brought about higher volumes than in 2010, but significant lower results. Nonetheless, it shows that some sales performance has been achieved in Q3 and Q4 of 2011, given the higher numbers. Notwithstanding the development on the total megawatts in 2011, Phoenix has broken a kind of sound barrier, as for the first time in the company's history, a total of 1 gigawatt of modules has been sold since the company started operations back in 1999. I think it's also quite interesting having a look at the average selling prices as revenue divided by megawatts sold and comparing these to the previous 2 years, 2009 and 2010. And it clearly underpins, I think, the problems the whole industry has at the moment, having a look at the price declines which we have seen from 2009 to 2011. There has been an only 13% ASP decline from 2009 to 2010, but very significantly more than 25% down to 1.53 euros per watt peak in 2011. This does not fully reflect the module price decline of approximately 40%, which we have seen in the last year, because basically it's a mixture of different effects which are reflected in these numbers. It has to do, of course, with the module and system price development, but also with the relative sales proportion of components and systems and the power plant segment. So that means the more you shift to power plants, the higher the average sales price are, the more you shift to components and systems, the lower it is. But it also reflects for the project business that the premiums which you can charge for projects outside Germany are reduced compared to previous years. Very often we had very high prices for particular projects outside Germany. The market is getting more and more international and the prices are more and more equalized. If you move on to page 16, to the international sales, I think that's probably one of the very few positive messages back in 2011, that's the development of the international sales. Bernd already mentioned that the international sales moved in absolute values from 160.5 million euro to 225 million euro, which is a plus of almost 37%. But also in relative percentage to the whole revenue, we have seen great advancement since 2009, coming from international sales of 5.9%, moving on to 25.9% in 2010, and then reaching the peak so far with 57.2%. I think particularly impressive is also the development, not only the international sales in the European market, but also the international sales outside outside Europe, including Asia, including the United States, clearly underpinning that we have done a good job in entering new markets, namely the United States with first sales last year, India with first projects, Saudi Arabia, Thailand, Philippines, just to give you some examples. So we have seen quite a number of new market entries outside Europe, which are reflected in the numbers which I've presented. So overall, I think this is a fair number which we have achieved, close to 60%. Would be happy if this is going on also in the course of this year, because surely we will not leave the German market completely. We will have we will still see the German market as a leading market, but we have to become more and more independent from Germany. So internationalization definitely is key in the further development of Phoenix Solar. Let me finally come to the guidance on page 17, which has been published Friday last week. We are presenting the sales and EBIT development not only for 2012, but also for 2013. What you can see in the sales, 210 to 240, this is the sales which is very significantly below the 2011 figures. And we have been trying to be very conservative in our guidance, both in sales and in EBIT, and trying to reflect market turbulences, changes of the EEG, wherever they may occur, or any other fit tariffs throughout the world. And our clear aim was to establish a very solid basis for Phoenix Solar in the consolidation process. So put comparatively low hurdles, which we can more easily challenge than too high hurdles. And we believe that these comparatively low promises will help us to survive in this consolidation period. Of course, the EBIT 2012 is very strongly impacted also by special items due to restructuring and refinancing. You may imagine that, let's say, reduction of the headcount, which we are planning for this year, costs some money, and also the refinancing is not for free. So this is also being included in the expectations for the EBIT in 2012. Finally, moving on to 2013, you can depict a significant improvement of the sales, roughly 30% compared to 2012, and a significant improved EBIT close to break even. Very clearly, restructuring costs and refinancing costs are more or less allocated to 2012, so we got rid of these effects in 2013. And we are moving very clearly to the 300 million euro break-even revenue target, which Bernd mentioned earlier in his talk. So I would like to conclude here. Thank you for your attention, and we are very happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the Q&A period. If you'd like to ask a question, please press 9* on your touch-tone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press 9* again. The first question comes from Katarina Koleva from WestLB. May we have your question, please?
Good afternoon. Could you discuss with us your view on the competitive landscape of the of both the power plant segment and the components and systems segment? Because it seems like module manufacturers, just an example, they sell their modules at a negative gross margin if they are able to do the EPC part of the project, which would mean that you are at a disadvantage now compared with module manufacturers, and also in components and systems, what sustainable gross margins do you think you can achieve with that business, given that maybe module manufacturers will try to increase the share of direct sales and increase their efforts in having their own sales channels? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for this question. You're right that we do face more competition in the components and systems business and in the power plant business than what we have been facing in some previous years. We believe that we can manage these challenges, and we have been trying to reflect this also in our sales revenues and revenues assumption in particular. In the components and systems business, in order to highlight this particular segment, I'd like to draw your attention on the development of 2010-11 and what we see in this particular year. For the first time in the first half 2011, in particular Asian manufacturers were popping up and trying to do direct sales, and they were confronted with customers taking comparatively large volumes. So with a limited amount of sales staff, it was possible, and logistics staff, to manage the sales into larger customers. What we do see currently on the market is that, given the changed support mechanism environment, in particular in Germany, there is a stronger and stronger focus on smaller PV systems. As you know, the EEG, as it currently stands, foresees the highest feed-in tariff for systems in the range of up to 10 kilowatts. So we do see that there is a change in the market. It will be more retail-oriented. The systems are becoming smaller, and those customers which have been served by the large module makers in the past, they do not have these large volumes anymore. Some of them we have even seen go bankrupt, and we are moving more to smaller systems. And we do believe that Phoenix is very well positioned in addressing also smaller scale investors, because we have the logistics and we have the sales force in order to go direct to the smaller scale customer. Nonetheless, it means higher efforts also in the organization, so that means also higher logistics costs, which are reflected in the expected components and systems gross margins, which we have reduced compared to, let's say, the good years 2010, but also very clearly, and Mrs. Koleva, you might remember that I always said that these high margins which we achieved back in 2010, I never considered them as long-term oriented. I always was of the opinion that the long-term realistic EBIT range of the components and systems is going to be in the range of 3 to 5%. As far as the competition in power plants is concerned, well, basically the some module manufacturers trying to go direct is not new. We have seen that already back in 2009. We have not seen an acceleration, and in some cases we do see that at least some of the European module manufacturers do not exist anymore, so some of them are going out of the competition. So some new may come in, but at the end of the day, we do not notice that the competition has increased over the last couple of years. And also given the project which we have sold in the last weeks or so, we still believe that we are in a quite good and valuable position in the value chain.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
The next question comes from Alla Gorelova from Steubing AG. May we have your question, please?
Thank you. Good afternoon. My question relates to the situation with suppliers. You've mentioned already that you have the new supplier management program, or you're in the process of implementing that. If I understand it correctly, most of your shipments come from China, which takes weeks, and that was one of the main reasons why you had to write down inventory last year so much. How do you prevent that from happening again if the price pressure persists and you still have this long transit times?
Thank you for your question, Bernd Köhler speaking. I think we have several issues which we have to reflect. The one is that you may know that we had a framework agreement with a very well-known module manufacturer out of the U.S., which was part of the problem of last year. We renegotiated this contract, and we got a lot more flexibility with that manufacturer, and we got a price mechanism to make sure that we really get on a project base competitive pricing for every project. So that is one portion how we reacted in that area. You are right, we have a lot of Chinese manufacturers. You are right, some of them deliver from China, but we do not have necessarily to buy at the moment on which the goods come on the harbor in China. We can also say that we buy the goods in, for example, coming at Rotterdam. And we can introduce a kind of price mechanism depending on how the price relates in the meantime. So we tried to increase the flexibility in pricing mechanisms and by shortening delivery times to avoid the same situation which we had last year. We cannot completely exclude that there will be no depreciation at all, but what we can say already now that the risk of having such impacts is went dramatically down.
Right. Will this system have to be changed if the monthly degression is introduced in Germany?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
I'm sorry. There are discussions that from May or probably some later point, the feed-in tariffs will be reduced on a monthly basis. Will you have to make any adjustment to that supplier system agreements in the future to adjust for this monthly change or not, or it's already sort of implied?
No, there is no impact from the monthly reduction of the feed-in tariffs on the supplier.
Thank you.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. So please press 9-star now on your touch-tone telephone to state any additional questions. We have one more question. It comes from Christian Rath from HSBC. May we have your question, please?
Yes, thank you. Just one question with regards to the new, to the restructured financing. What kind of interest rate are you paying now? And I mean, are the covenants based on any P&L figures or is it just equity ratio? Or if you could give us some more details on that, thanks.
Let's say the interest rate is. is a one-digit figure in the middle somehow. I do not want to give you the exact number, but it's in a range between 4% and 5%. And covenants are standard covenants. So one is equity ratio, no equity, and the second is EBITDA.
And I mean, what's the risk? I mean, you indicate losses for 2012, 2013. So, what extent is the risk to again breach the covenant if it's based on net debt, EBITDA, or whatever?
The covenants are made always are made in such credit contracts based on a plan. So as long and if the plan tells us we plan minus 20 million EBIT. So that is not the problem for the covenant. We would only get a problem if, for example, we would have an EBIT of minus 30 million. So
okay.
Covenants are just in line with the planning, and as long as you keep the planning or do not have, let's say, very significant deviations from the planning, you do not have a problem. And that's the same in this case.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions.
I may just add that the guidance is in line with the plannings which has been submitted to the banks. So this is being all reflected. So if there are no further questions, maybe last 5 seconds, if there are no further questions, then I'd like to close this conference call. I thank you very much for your participation and looking forward to see you again in August for the Q2 results. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This will conclude today's conference call. We thank you for your participation. Goodbye and have a good time.